Dr. Keyser Beach said a person will not shed a large amount of viral load during the early days of infection. The CMO explained how the virus works in the body and the appropriate times when a person should seek testing.
The antigen test is less sensitive than the PCR test, and therefore, I can do an antigen test this morning and it can be negative, but that doesn't mean that I'm not infected, okay? It just means that I don't have as much viral load and as much, I'm not shedding as much virus as somebody else. So, because remember what happens, I get infected and my body starts reacting, but also the virus starts producing more and more, replicating. That's what it does in your body to make you sick. So if you do a test, if I'm exposed to you, if somebody is positive and I'm exposed to that person today and I get infected today, if you did a test on me today, you will not find a positive reading. The PCR won't pick it up and the antigen certainly won't pick it up. If I did a test 2 days from now, the PCR might pick it up, but the antigen won't pick it up. If I did a test on day four, depending on how quickly, especially with the Omicron, it might be as early, the antigen would then pick it up.
Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Simone Keyser Beach. Regionally, the Ministry of National Security in Jamaica handed over 500 self-testing kits to the island's prisons in an effort to strengthen the control measures against the coronavirus pandemic. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the British Virgin Islands since the outbreak now stands at 5,809. Internationally, when the coronavirus pandemic began spreading around the world, the remote Pacific archipelago of Kiribati closed its borders, ensuring the disease didn't reach its shores for nearly a full 2 years. Testing was carried out on a group of missionaries who had left the island prior to the pandemic. More than half of the passengers tested positive for the virus, which has now slipped out into the community and prompted the government to declare a state of disaster. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.